So if you want to see David Ortiz dance around A-Rod as he mopes on TV, you can either jump in a time machine and go back to 2004, or you could have watched the post-game celebration last night as the Red Sox won in their second straight walk-off, which hadn't happened since 2004, having two straight walk-offs in a series. That was against the Yankees in that magical ALCS when it came back from a 3-0 deficit to beat the Yankees. But last night, watching David Ortiz turn from an old man to a 10-year-old boy, I don't care what team you're a fan of. You could even be a Yankees fan or a Tampa Bay Ray fan. You all smiled as he was dancing around the stage last night. It was beautiful. It shows the childish nature of the game of baseball with really grown-up science. As Christian Vasquez hits a lazy can of corn, but hit it far enough to give the Red Sox a 6-5 victory and send them on to the ALCS. There weren't a whole lot of people thinking that they were going to be in the playoffs 3 weeks ago, but now here they are, 8 wins from a championship and one of the last 4 teams in baseball. It's fun watching him in the booth, in the Fox Sports booth, next to Alex Rodriguez and Frank Thomas. And it's really fun to see how much they don't like each other and how much they're smiling about not liking each other. And it's good to see A-Rod come out of the booth and into the studio, because he's a great analytics person in the studio. You give him 3.5 hours to burn up, he's not going to come up with the greatest things. He's not great on the fly. You can give him a script, just not all that good on the fly. So, got to pay attention to the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. It was rained out last night, but game 4 is tonight. Actually, today. Actually, it's happening in 5 minutes. So, now you know what time I'm sitting in front of my computer all alone talking to the world or nobody. Yep. Chicago White Sox, they staved off the Brooms with a great comeback. They won 6-5 as well. They were down 5-1. So now the Brewers are still one win away. Chicago White Sox have their backs up against the wall. They're looking to make things a little easier now as they face off at 2:07. And then you got Milwaukee and Atlanta. I am so old. I am so old. Oh, my goodness. I just said the Chicago White Sox were playing the Milwaukee Brewers because I'm over 30, and I still think that Houston's in the National League and Milwaukee's in the American League. Wow, I'm keeping this on here, folks. You want to hear some good, solid outtakes, just listen to my show. I'm going to keep this right here. Chicago White Sox against the Houston Astros, who are an American League team now. And you got Lance McCullers going off against Carlos Rodon. And it sounds like a Pokemon, but it's a pitcher. That's happening at 2:07. And then you have the Milwaukee Brewers and the Atlanta Braves, because the Milwaukee Brewers are a National League team, as Eric Lauer and Charlie Morton. Oh, God, I wanted to come to Boston, just like Bobby Dalbec. Your name only sounds like you're a baseball player if you play for Boston. Charlie Morton is going to be on the mound for the Braves. And we Charlie Morton's already lost. However, it wasn't really his fault. He's got a .67 whip. And last time he was out, he threw 6 innings, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts, and gave up a home run and a walk. So, you know, can't really fault him all that much. He's still a good pitcher. And then the nightcap is the other series that we're paying attention to, San Francisco and L.A. And San Francisco's up 2-1. The Dodgers still have not released who they are going to have on the mound for this. They still can't make a decision. They have the stats up. If you go on ESPN.com, they have the stats up for undecided. They're blank, but still, we're going to show you the stat line of undecided. Now, this is two teams, and everybody's complaining about how much they don't like seeing this as an NLDS. They want to see this as the NLCS. They want it to be the next series. Well, it's just how seeding works. And you have you had teams in the NFL, like the Washington football team, go 7-9 and still play a home series against the team that was going to be the champions because the champions came from the wild card spot, you know, Tampa Bay. It's touch and go when you go with this sort of seeding thing because you can't make everybody happy all the time. And I'm pretty sure that that complaint is brought to you by the people running the I forget what you call the rating system there. Back in the day when they used to come to your house and can you attach this to your cable box so we can see how we're doing, you know? And I want to see less of this. Like, this shouldn't be this series because this is a great series. I mean, we had a beautiful pitchers duel last night and it ended in a 1-0 win for San Francisco. Like, the Dodgers got robbed by Mother Nature. It was a beautiful hit almost to the wall and the wind coming in knocked it down right in front of the wall, and that was it for that series. It's really a fun series to watch, and I'm going to be paying attention when it's on tonight. I'm going to stay up late because it's on the West Coast, and I suggest you do too, because having the Dodgers up against the wall, they become a dangerous team. And right now, we just had the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox playing in Chicago. The South Side is going to be erupting as those two teams face off. And we got some NFL news. John Gruden is playing the politician role as he steps down away from the Davis dream that is the Raiders. And he's stepping down when he's really getting thrown out of the bar. You know, this, you know, you're really a butthole. You need to go. Well, fine. I'm leaving. You're leaving, but not really by your own free will. You're just doing so because we told you to. That's called getting fired. You're getting let go. You're being canned. You're being tossed. You're getting your pink slip, your walking papers. You're gone. Because you, sir, you gave away one email, and then they were like, well, we want to see the rest of them. And he's like, no. And they were like, yes. He was like, no. They were like, yes. He said, fine. And handed over this application for the KKK. There was all sorts of different homophobic, xenophobic, racist comments that were throughout his emails. And they're like, you really need to leave. You gotta go. Now they're talking about needing to get rid of all those that enabled him. Now this is the whole thing where it's not like the Sandusky trial where Joe Paterno's statue got taken down. Like, I kind of get it. That hurt a lot of people, like, physically. This is one of those things, because we all have that one dude who says the racy stuff in a group, and you just stop hanging out with them. You stop hanging out with them, you stop calling them, you stop inviting them to things. But it doesn't make you a bad person because you enabled the guy and you didn't have enough power to be able to push him off his pedestal, because all these reporters are coming across on these shows. I thought he was a wonderful human being. And it's a really tough call. I mean, do what you want with them. Some of the closer ones, maybe, but you can't blame the equipment manager for hearing John Gruden throw a racial slur out there. Goes back to that whole, who are they going to believe, me or you, type of thing. And the way the media is nowadays, where it's really touch and go on both ends, you really can't put that on them as much as you could say, like, Joe Paterno in the whole Sandusky trial. We're not turning this into this. He's a garbage human being. Rid yourself of the garbage human being and make your way back into, you know, life beyond the BS. I mean, I'm glad to see him go. I'm glad to see him not get his $60 million that he's owed and all that sort of stuff. You know, it's, I've been waiting for it for a long time. And, you know, it seems as though his team was hurting as a result, because the Bears fell to the Raiders 20-9. The Bears beat the Raiders 20-9. And, you know, when you got somebody that you don't really want to play for and you're on the sideline and there's all this extra stuff, I mean, Derek Carr went 22 with 35, 206 and a pick. And it was underwhelming, to say the least. The Bears look good. The Bears, Justin Fields is looking pretty good. It still looks like he's the starter. And Andy, the redhead Dalton, he's still, you know, on the bench for right now. He's an expensive bench player, and he's good at filling in the role that the rookie is filling in. Okay, the other NFL news that I have to go over is, as I read off these scores, think in your mind, if you watched football this weekend, how many of these are the result of missed kicks? Listen to all the three-point games. You had the Falcons over the Jets 27-20. Packers over the Bengals 25-22, Vikings over the Lions 19-17, Steelers over the Broncos 27-19. 45-17, the Buccaneers, no amount of field goals was going to win that game when Brady throws five touchdowns in another game. Saints over the Washington football team 33-22. Yes, I'm still going to make fun of that name for the rest of time till they change it. Eagles beat the Panthers 21-18. Titans over the Jaguars 37-19. 25-22, the Patriots beat the Texans as Nick Folk hits a game-winning field goal. The Chargers beat the Browns 47-42. That was a beautiful shootout. And Austin Eckler got shoved into the end zone at the end of that game. It was a smart play. He got surrounded by the Browns because he wanted to fall over and chew the clock. They gave him one last chance by grabbing Eckler up and throwing him physically into the end zone, but they couldn't capitalize after that, and they lost. The Cowboys beat the Giants 44-20. The Cardinals stay undefeated over the 49ers 17-10. The Bills over the Chiefs 38-20. They are looking dangerous, the Bills. The Chiefs, I don't know what happened to their defense, but they're looking away. Ravens over the Colts 31-25, and that is where I'm going to bring up the fact that everybody is missing field goals. I want to get on one of these shows, like one of these America's Got Talent. Can you be the next NFL kicker? Because, I mean, they should just hold talent scouting that way. Mason Crosby and McPherson for the Bengals traded off doinks and stoinks and all sorts of missed field goals until somebody decided, hey, I want to win this game. And it was Mason Crosby after, you know, three misses and gets it the fourth time is clearly the charm. That's how the Packers beat the Bengals in overtime. It was bad, folks. It was real bad. And Matt LaFleur came in to the rescue for Mason Crosby, because Mason Crosby is automatic. Like, he is a kicking machine. And he happened to miss these field goals. And LaFleur came in and said, you know, it's also on the holder. It's also on the offensive line. It's also on the snapper, being who the snapper is. So why don't we give him a break? I mean, kind of. But Mason Crosby's had three different rookies that he's had as holders hold for him, and he's been doing just fine. And I feel bad for Blankenship for the Colts, because the Ravens were down 22-3. And the Ravens scored 22 unanswered points to beat the Colts. And, you know, at one point it was 25-9. And Blankenship missed. He just straight up missed by about a foot and a half. He missed the field goal that could have put it away, and the Colts could have beat the Ravens, but they didn't. There was no holder issue. There was no nothing. There was just Blankenship just missed. I think his glasses were a little bit, you know, I don't know if there's a strap on the back of them or what it is, but we got to figure out this whole bad kicking epidemic that we got in the NFL. Because if I see another missed extra point, I'm going to really start lobbying for them to, you know, scoot it back up to the 20 and just make 7 points a little more automatic. Like, or just start going for two. Start going for two. It's starting to look more and more like you can get a two-point conversion easier than you can get a one-point field goal from 33 yards out. That's where I'm at with it. I want to know what you guys think. Hit me up. We got links to my Twitter. We got links to the Cup Check Sports Facebook. We got all of those things. And we're going to have more news as more news comes in, especially over the weekend, because we got some big series. Game one of the ALCS is happening on Friday. The NLCS, I'm guessing Saturday, but that hasn't really come across the wire yet. But until then, my name is JJ Dale. Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening to Cup Check Sports.